Opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Hello.
Okay, good morning. Welcome to Free Fire Radio. It's Friday. Come on, we should have this. Carl, wake up. Good morning. Welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Hey, good morning, everybody. The 22nd of May, 7:05 in the morning here. The news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Caring, compassion, courage. It's your health, your choice. And today it looks like it's going to be a beautiful day, but Jared's going to tell me.
Good morning.
Good morning, buddy.
It's currently 55
so
degrees.
So how was last night?
Last night. It was good.
Good.
We had a show with Dr. Ornigill.
That's right. You know, it's a good show. We may play that one again soon.
Oh.
Because it was, about women, how this is impacting on them.
Right. Different generations.
Different generations, yeah. Okay. Hey, what's the weather look like?
It's currently 55 degrees. Today is going to be sunny and clear with a high of 76, a low of 52. Saturday is going to be sunny with a high of 85, a low of 56. Sunday is going to be sunny with a high of 93, a low of 62. And on Memorial Day, Monday, it's going to be hot with a high of 98 and a low of 66.
Wow. 98?
98. I think it's supposed to hit in the hundreds. Later on next week.
It probably will. Okay, hey, weather reports brought to you by our friends over at Shasta Gas Propane. Chuck and Judy Kinney have had that business for well over 20 years. Won awards for hiring veterans, have done so many great things for our community. And they do great things for their customers. They, you know, seniors and veterans get discounts. Car fire people that were rebuilding and were he would put a larger tank out there, a propane tank out there, free of charge, and give great prices on the propane as people were rebuilding. And now it's a lot of places. We need to go back and check and see how many permits have been pulled, how many people are back in homes. I'm just wondering how many people just never came back. But anyway, Shasta Gas Propane, 365-3793. That is something because, we're into our next crisis, which, of course, is the COVID-19 crisis. We're going to have a guest on at 7:30 talking about how it's impacted on his business, and he doesn't even know why he's still shut down. It's serious. You got to listen to him. But looking at these, so I'm wondering, though, because car fire had our focus, so many people lost their homes or property. And then, of course, then the campfire, so many people lost their lives. But how many people have come back? Because I heard or I read that Governor Newsom pulled funds from the rebuilding of the parts of Paradise. So he could use it in the COVID-19, which kind of puts it at a disadvantage, part of their water, their the structure of the water system there. I found that interesting. I have to see if that did indeed, was that money restored or not. But so we go from this one crisis, we take the money, we're here to help. Oh, new crisis, there goes the money. Anyway, today, Costco, or the other day, Tuesday, Costco got the go-ahead to open up. The people that were opposing Costco said, hey, look, you shouldn't give go-ahead until we can have a public meeting, whenever we can have a public meeting, which could be, months. And the city council voted, nope, we're going ahead. It's gone through all the different environmental studies. It's been delayed. It's been going on for years. We're building Costco out on I-5. So, this is not going to make some people happy, of course. I don't know what else they're going to do, but they're going to go back and, you know, if they're not fighting this on and putting in more lawsuits, they've got time to marshal their forces, lick their wounds, and get ready for Wind River in a year or two. So Costco's going ahead. Whiskey Town's opening. Do you ever go to Whiskey Town?
I do, usually every summer.
Well, Brandy Creek Beach is opening. The stores and rentals are opening. Oak Bottom's also opening with all the in the marina. Everything's opening out there. No new cases in the county since Saturday. The total's still only 34, and four died. And that was right at the beginning of the pandemic. And, you know, okay, people are going to start writing in to me immediately this morning saying it wasn't a pandemic. I'm just using the terminology that was used by, or is used by most people. It, when it goes around the world and kills all the people, it's usually called a pandemic. Just a thought. No new cases, like I said. Places are opening up. And here's the thing. Opening up, what does that mean? Because, again, we get back into inequality here. Because the Health and Human Services says you've got to do it this way. Every other table, you got to keep them, you know, keep it apart. You can only, you know, people have got to do this, people have got to do that. Well, restaurants that follow those rules are looking at other restaurants that aren't at all. People are just stacked in there because people are just crazy to get out of the house and go back to places they've been going to. So you've got places like the Country Kitchen that's open, has wonderful food. Great people, great service is back open again, but they're all spread out. And then you look at other places that I'm not going to name because why? That there is no every other booth. There is no every other table. It's just stacked in there. Places have been around here a long time. So we go back into the inequality again, that the one business owner says, why can they open and I can't? So, see, we go in, you know, we have to have it's got to fit everybody. Either these are the rules and we're going to enforce them, or let's open up. And if Jared and I don't want to go to someplace because we don't want to go to someplace, then we won't. If we feel like we're not safe going into a place, if we feel like we've got underlying conditions, if we feel anything like that, then we don't have to go into any place. But if one place is open and you're not going to do anything, and I don't want to throw this all into Donnell, but this is Health and Human Services. If you're not going to do anything about it, then you need to open everything up and let's get on with life here. Some places are being shut down and are still shut down, and I still don't understand the reasoning behind it because, you know what, it's been 2 weeks. It'll be 2 weeks Sunday since that rodeo. And we've had a total since that rodeo, I think, of two cases, and none of them were at the rodeo. So if that doesn't, that ought to show you something. It ought to show the authorities something. And now we have our border supervisors are busy in there thumbing each other in the eye over meetings. So, anyway, hey, we're going to take a quick break and get started here. We got people calling already. Good. And because I've got some more things about Michael Flynn, General Flynn, who got thoroughly, what's the good word I can use? Humped by the government and the FBI, is they're going to turn him loose. But maybe. Hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by Cornerstone Community Bank. Cornerstone Community Bank, of course, is open. They led the way in getting the PPP out to everybody. That's the Paycheck Protection Program. They help not only their customers, but other businesses right here in Redding and in Shasta County. They took the lead in this. Three branches, one in Red Bluff at 500 Riverside Way, two here in Redding at 1845 California Street, and 192 Hartnell Avenue. They are still moving dreams forward. This is Cornerstone Community Bank, locally owned, locally operated, local board of directors. They are, you know what, they've helped a lot of people during this time. We'll be right back after these messages with Nick.
Nick. Start your morning with Free Fire Radio and Carl and Linda Bott, 7 to 9 a.m.
And then it's us, Armstrong and Getty, from 9 to 12.
Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
Dr. Farrell in Palisadro is now making dental work more affordable by offering a Dental Discount Savings Plan annual membership. The Dental Discount Savings Plan is simple, straightforward, and includes 20% off all treatment, such as emergency limited exams, restorative work, fillings, crowns, partials, bridges, dentures, and periodontal treatment, a comprehensive exam, oral cancer screening, a TMJ exam, a periodic exam, and two sets of x-rays, along with cleaning and two fluoride treatments. The program is a discount plan, not a dental insurance plan, and is only available at the office of Dr. Farrell. The Dental Discount Savings Plan annual membership provides immediate eligibility. No yearly maximum, no deductibles, no claims to submit, no limitations for pre-existing treatment, and no waiting periods. Children on the plan must be 15 years or younger. Some restrictions apply. Membership prices may vary. Contact Dr. Farrell, located at 9461 Deschutes Road, Suite 2 in Palisadro. Call 547-57 to make an appointment today. That's 547-5757.
We all had friends and family that were affected by the car fire. Most of the cleanup is done now, and a lot of families are looking at rebuilding. If you relied on a well for your water system, it's important to assess the condition of your well and its capabilities to be able to meet the demands of new construction codes. I'm Ted Ogilvy with Diamond Core Drilling. We've been providing water well systems and pumps in Northern California since 1980. Let us help you with your rebuilding process. That's Diamond Core Drilling, 275-8162.
Alan Gordon here, Coachmaster Collision. Thankfully, it appears that Coachmaster Repair is an essential business and fully prepared to repair any minor or major damage to your vehicle. With the invasion of the coronavirus, Coachmaster is taking all precautions for the safety of our employees and our customers. We have closed all traffic through our lobby to ensure proper social distancing and will be disinfecting your vehicle upon arrival and before delivery. With the effects and response from the virus, we feel fortunate to be able to maintain all of our employees. They will be here to provide all services required for a proper and complete repair. These are uncharted territories. Let's all work together for a full, safe, and prosperous recovery. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Remember Coachmaster on Eastside Road, serving the Reading community since 1969. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Like Grandma and Grandpa used to play. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Phone lines here 605-4567. I invite phone calls today, especially 8 o'clock. It'll be open line Friday. Here on the 22nd, 56 degrees. It's going to be a sunny day going up to 76. And this portion of the show brought to you by Bastiani Arms. John Bastiani opened this business, 10 years ago, this time of the year. It's located at 2539 Larkspur. He's made a big success of this business because the customer service, always having the types of firearms customers want, all the accessories, the classes on CCW, hunter safety, all of this, all is at Bastiani Arms. And again, I go back to customer service. They're just extraordinarily good in there, whether you are an experienced shooter or just a novice. Head down to Bastiani Arms. If you're looking at, buying a firearm or getting a firearm worked on, they've got some of the best gunsmithing in the business right there at Bastiani Arms. 2539 Larkspur, open Tuesday through Saturday. Okay, let's go to the phones. Okay, Nick.
Good morning, Carl. How are you today?
Light it up, buddy. Light it up, buddy.
Okay, well, you mentioned Donnell Ewert telling us what we can do and what we can't do and who's going to be able to open up and who's not going to be opening up. And you know what? Donnell Ewert and Karen Randstorm have absolutely zero authority to tell us what we can do and what we can't do anytime. All they've been doing is regurgitating what Daddy Newsom tells them to say. And they go up in front of the board like the board's going to make a decision, and the board hasn't got anything to say about it either. They just sit there and pat each other on the back, and Pat Ransom and Donnell on the back, and Matt Pontes gets up there, and he pats them all on the back, and they act like they've done a good job, and they haven't made any determination. They haven't made a decision about nothing because they don't have the power to make a decision to open up. That being said, from what I've read and from what I've been informed is when Eric McGraney, the sheriff, declares an emergency for the county, then he's the one that has the authority to relieve the emergency and let you open up. If he does that before the 60-day emergency is up, and the 60-day emergency is up, so as far as I'm concerned, we can all go back to work, and you ought to quit having them idiots on your show. What do you think about that, Carl? What
well,
do you think
I
about
think the
that?
Word, I think the word idiots is too strong.
Yeah, that is.
That
We're
is okay.
Them,
everything up to then, you know, I'm just, you know what? Nick's on a roll here. I'm not going to jump in on it. But when you start, you know, idiots are not idiots. We know that.
I feel so bad that I used that. Can I apologize?
Because you're not like that. You're not. You don't use words like that. You use, you know, your the logic. But here's my thing: is if we're going to open up some of them, it's time to open up all of them. We haven't.
Boy, that's
we
the first time
the
I've heard that.
That's not true. You've heard me say that a lot. You know, at the beginning, I tell you what, and I will. I'll own up to this. At the beginning, when this thing started, I had no idea how bad it could be. I saw what they were saying. I thought, well, you know what, this is going to be pretty serious. And I don't think there was anybody out there that didn't think, uh-oh, you know, this is going to be bad. So the fact is that in some areas, New York, it was bad. And L.A. and other places like that, other places like MoDoc County and other country rural areas didn't have any cases at all.
You know,
but it's come to the point. Let me finish. It's come to the point, though, that we have seen it. People are being tested. Our cases are low. And we're trying to put an arbitrary hold on people that, you know, if you're going to enforce it for one person or one group of people, you have to enforce it for all. And if you don't, then you've got to let everybody open up. And if you don't want to go to those places because you don't feel safe, then don't go.
Well, you know, I've been taking hydroxychloroquine twice a day for well over a year now, and it actually repels the coronavirus. I was on the walking trail above Diesel Horse Bridge the other day, and there were swarms of coronavirus, and they were just parting as I walked along like Moses split in the water so he could walk across. But that being said, you know, 13 counties in Northern California here have had a combined 210 cases. That counts the people that died and the people that recovered and everything. In California, there was 84,000. You know what? We're not part of California. We need to split. We need to make our own decisions.
Well, I think people see that, you know, there are two separate Californias here, maybe even a third one, but two separate Californias because just of the fact of the rural nature of being of Northern California. But I got somebody else on the line, so thanks a lot, Nick.
Okay, have a great day. Peace, love, and water beds.
Let's go to water beds. Have you ever slept in a water bed?
I have not.
No, you haven't?
It doesn't seem appealing to me.
Oh, no, they're kind of cool. It's if you're sober. Let's go to Richard. Hey, Richard.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Well, you know what? That's a strong word, but okay. Good morning, Richard.
Hey, I got to give you some props once in a while. You guys do a good job, and you're fair. You allow fair access to the citizens and the community members, and I really appreciate that.
We try.
So you remember, my question is, you remember how Bill Barr, he started to solicit complaints from the American public regarding local officials violating civil rights. So I contacted his office. They referred me to Sacramento U.S. Attorney, contacted them. They referred me to Sacramento FBI office. So I am putting together a complaint. It's almost done, really. But I need businesses to get a hold of me via the Reopen Shasta Facebook page. They'll see the posts there. Please get a hold of me, businesses, churches, it doesn't matter. Anybody negatively affected, they think their civil rights have been violated. And I want to get their story, and I want to get this complaint shot off to the FBI here sooner than later. So I appreciate your time, gentlemen.
Okay. Hey, and by the way, listen to our next guest.
Yes.
Comes on at 7:30 because he should be you should contact him right after the show because he's having a real problem too.
Okay. Yeah. Get the Facebook reopen shaft. The Facebook page is the best place to get on, and we'll start from there.
Okay, buddy. Thanks a lot, Richard.
Thank you.
You know, we try to be fair. You know, if I can offend everybody at some, I think I'm doing a good job at that point. And the fact is I'm not for government intervention. I'm not for, there's many things that the government has so much of an overreach on. And then you get something like this where people do have to respond at the beginning because nobody knows what's going on. And if the thing was as bad as the Spanish flu, which, they were saying they thought it could happen. 600,000, a million people dying. I mean, I think the death rate is still at 1,000 a day over COVID, or close to 1,000 a day in the United States because of COVID. I mean, it's serious if you get it. We've had some people tested in our small group here, a husband of one of our employees, because all of a sudden, fever, nausea, some of these things. And so zipped him right down to get the test. He doesn't have the flu, and he feels 100% better. So it appears that it might have been a food poisoning or something he ate. But she is not coming back till we get the COVID test back. Because I'm not going to – that's just the way this thing is. It's people don't show any type of symptoms. So she has shown no symptoms for this, but then her husband got sick, but we're pretty like 99% sure he's okay, but she's not going to come back. So it's, it impacts on us too, on these things. And we do have people coming in, but on the other hand, they've gone out to, when the restaurant's open, they went out to a restaurant and met a group of people, family. It wasn't like strangers were coming in there, but it was family. So you say, were they open? Could they have gotten into it? And when you have to go out and do your shopping and this, you're out in the public, as we all are. Anyway, okay, hey, look, we're going to take a quick break, and we're going to come back. I've got Matt Doyle from Shasta Caverns in here. And he's got really interesting story about his battles going on with various groups of bureaucracies, somewhat like Holiday Harbor that was in here the other day, and what's going on with them. So I ask you to hang on and listen to what's happening out there to Matt and Shasta Caverns. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Orchard Nutrition. They're open. They are still offering people, if you want to order something by phone, call them by phone, tell them what you want. You pay for it over the phone. You come in, you pick it up. Plus, of course, they're open. The place is, there's distancing there. Everything they have there, all their produce is 100% organic. They still have all the those great, great videos of seminars, different seminars. You can see them online. They have built a company, a store, Orchard Nutrition, that fits the needs of, probably 100% of the people out there can find something there that's going to help them. I know it may be a little bit too much, a little hyperbole, by saying 100%, but I think anybody that has any interest in health, if you go to Orchard Nutrition, you can probably find something there that meets your needs in the Cypress Square Shopping Center. 7:29 in the morning, 56 degrees, going up to 76 today. We'll be right back.
Almost heaven, West Virginia, Blue Ridge Mountains, Shenandoah River.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney of Shasta Gas Propane. Our company motto is, our customers are warm friends. We are demonstrating our commitment to this motto by helping those in our area that lost their homes in the car fire and are moving onto their property in an RV during the rebuilding process. We can hook up a 120-gallon propane tank to your RV gas system and deliver gas to your property so you won't have to disconnect your 7-gallon cylinder and take it somewhere to get it filled, then reconnect it and relight your pilots. We will deliver and connect the tank at no charge, then discount the price of the propane. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. We want to help you during this stressful time.
If you're looking for the accountability of a personal trainer, the energy and camaraderie of a group, and a budget-conscious price tag, then our team training at Adamson's Peak Performance is for you. We've got your fitness needs covered with five types of time-efficient, 30-minute team training workouts. Mix and combine these challenging strength and conditioning sessions to enhance sports performance, build muscle, burn fat, and sculpt the body you've been dreaming of. AdamsonsPeakPerformance.com or call us at 221-8006.
In these uncertain times, do you need a much-needed break from cooking? If so, let Mary's Pizza Shack take care of you with their to-go delivery, curbside pickup. Mary's is offering to-go beer and wine at a special discounted rate. And as always, they have their famous pizza, pasta, soups, and salads. Open Sunday through Thursday, 11 a.m. to 8 p.m., and Friday and Saturday from 11 a.m. to 8:30 p.m. From Mary's family to yours, please be safe.
Aloha, this is Kevin, Operations Manager at Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. A professionally cleaned business sends a message to your paying customers. It says you are a company that cares about your image and always presenting the very best impression. Time after time, I've talked to clients who shopped for the lowest price and after a few months realized that their professional image was suffering. They didn't know who was actually coming into their offices to do the cleaning, and they just weren't getting the value they were paying for. Be wary of big-name companies that take your money, then hire unknown contractors to do the work. Since 1987, Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, your local professionals, have been offering the best in office cleaning by our screened, bonded, and insured staff. Take pride in your business and say aloha to your customers with the professional cleaning services from Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. Call 221-5868, 221-5868, MauiBob'sOfficeCleaning.com.
Welcome back to P5 Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio. 605-4567 is the number. You may probably want to call in during this next segment. Because once we start, the train has left the station then, and we're going to be talking about businesses here. And speaking of businesses, Alliance Heating and Air is bringing you this segment in the North State, serving the North State for over a quarter of a century, a veteran-owned business. It's been voted best in the North State. Their people are so professional. Any type of HVAC system there, we utilize Alliance Heating and Air because they're the best. Show up on time when they say they're going to be. They fix it in and out of the house. We don't have to worry about our HVAC systems. Come in every 6 months, clean the filters, make sure the thermostats are working, all those things. If you need a new system, they can put an entire new system in. You want an on-demand hot water system, which we put in because the old system worked on boilers from the 1940s. Still haven't quite figured out how people could use it, but makes no difference anymore because Alliance Heating and Air fixed it. Give them a call at 221-2642 or learn more at their website, homecomfort.org. Beautiful day today, going up to 76, and I've got Matt Doyle here.
Yes.
From Shasta Caverns, and the government is raining on his parade.
Oh, well, yes. I'm always tied to several government agencies, the county, cities, but we are also tied to the Forest Service. We also work closely with BLM as far as our BOR as far as the water on the lake. Mm-hmm. So we're always tied to a number of agencies. Right now, the biggest issue is what agency do I listen to? We have the Forest Service that has opened up all the campgrounds. campgrounds, so there's camping everywhere.
Yeah, and I understand this weekend that you cannot find a campground space anywhere.
No. As a matter of fact, even before they opened it up, and I am glad they opened it up because every morning I was going to work and having to shoo off people off the road because the campgrounds were closed. People are still traveling to the area, so yeah, they're parking on the side of the road, creating a safety issue. So now that the campgrounds are open, and it seems that the entire lake is open except for Lake Shasta Caverns, but we're going to see a huge influx of people. The past 3 weeks I've been up there, it's been like Memorial Day weekend. So it'll be very interesting to see what it's like this weekend. But the best part is everybody's out there having fun. Everybody's out there on the lake. It's natural social distancing with your groups, with your families. You're on a boat. It's beautiful.
That's what I was telling you. Kevin Kelly was in here earlier in the week on from Holiday Harbor, which is right, you know, with you, right?
Oh, yeah.
Down there from you. You launch from right there. And he, you know, I said, I can't figure this out in why people can't rent a houseboat. And, you know, and when it comes back in, it's thoroughly clean, sanitized, the whole thing, because it how can you socially distance, you know, anymore?
Exactly.
Because
no, it's
you don't want to be out there in the cove next to somebody. We got 360 miles of coastal or shoreline there.
Yep. March 19th was the last tours that we were giving. And our last two groups, one group was a couple from Oakley, California, and they sat there. We were talking with them. Uh-huh. And she literally turned to her husband and said, extend the vacation. We're staying up here. It's normal up here.
It is normal.
It's
as close as we can make it right now.
Oh, it is.
But it needs to be more normal.
That's what's actually been my reset for the weekends, is going up to the lake, because it is normal up there.
Yeah.
Everybody's having fun. You're with your family. And, but the inconsistencies are through the roof. You know, yeah, houseboats okay are not okay, but you could rent a hotel room. Like you mentioned earlier, you have a restaurant that can be fully stacked, but there's other restaurants that are,
following the rules.
Yeah, following the rules. I love how they put, 50% occupancy rates. Why don't you just say 50% of your income is gone? That's basically what it is. And that's why
50% of your employees aren't working.
Exactly. 50% of your employees. Now, how do you expect to fill your restaurants if, 30% now of the country is on unemployment? Nobody's making money. They are getting stimulus checks, but still, this will end up and dry up eventually.
Oh, yeah.
And then what's going to happen? Now, I'm looking towards the future. We're all in this right now. And that's the issue that we're starting to see with the government. They don't know how to control this. And right now, the businesses opening up, they're coming to a make or break. You either close down and possibly forever, indefinitely, or you face a fine. Now, the biggest thing that we're starting to worry about is lawsuits. The lawyers haven't been able to do anything for the past
lawyers
few months.
Lawyers are everything I've read.
Yep.
And I've read several articles, just like you have, Matt, that and by the way, I see Matt about once every 3 years.
true.
Yeah, something like that, you know. Lawyers are circling.
Mm-hmm.
Like you know, like the old buzzards you see in the movies, they're
yep.
just circling, waiting, because there are so many lawsuits here, and you name it, there's a lawsuit going to be aimed at it. There's lawsuits about opening up, not opening up, where you put the patients, what you gave the patients. I tell you what, if I was the state of New York and Governor Cuomo,
ooh,
I'd be worried,
because
he put the sick people in a nursing home where there's elderly people.
Yes.
I mean, you might as well, when this thing was running rampant, and we have to remind people, CV-19 is real. It kills people. When you're in a certain age group with certain, you know, certain illnesses, it's a lot more deadly.
Oh, yeah.
And so they put people in the nursing homes. If you don't think there's going to be, 100 lawsuits over this one from somebody who's in a nursing home that they forcibly put people with CV-19 into there. But what I want to talk about, though, is your specific situation, because we just had somebody call in and say, hey, he's putting together, this thing, to the Attorney General of the United States via the FBI office about, if you think that, you know, you've gotten, you know, that your cases are not letting me open up, and you out there at Shasta Caverns, which is a hermetically sealed hole in the ground.
Yes.
By the way, if you have not been to Shasta Lake Caverns, you need to go out there, because, you know, Everybody needs to go there at least once.
Oh, thank you.
I mean it, because we went there and took our family there, and they had a great time. I mean, you know, walking up and down the stairs, you have movies filmed in there.
Yes.
You've got all types of things there, but you can't open. Why?
Well, it goes back to the inconsistencies. The biggest issue that we have is we've been classified as a phase three business. They put us in there with concert venues, with movie theaters, basically large gathering events. Well, naturally, this COVID has, and the shelter in place, has it already naturally declined? There's not people coming through. Now, with Memorial Day weekend, it's getting busier. So what we're trying to do is not necessarily push the county faster into phase three. We understand there are steps to come out. But what we want is a reclassification of our business. We're not next to a movie theater. We should be aligned more with phase two. In phase two, it specifically says outdoor recreation and outdoor museums. That is exactly what we are. Yes, we might be inside of a cavern, but at the same time, it is not hermetically sealed. It's very living. It has a vent system through it. It acts like a chimney sometimes. So there's air flowing through it. And, this is not the first time we've had to deal with some sort of interesting disease. We've been battling WNS and bats for over since 2009, and that's watching the control of bats. So we're used to contagions, but...
Okay, but what you've got there, too, is you can use the same types of things there. You can keep your group small. You can spread them out. I mean, you know, if anything, it actually means more work. For your people, more workers, because you'll, instead of having a group of 20, you'll have groups of 10.
Exactly.
Which means you hire more people to take them through, to take a look at it. And when I said hermetically sealed, you know what I meant by that. Because, if you go to Costco or Lowe's or Home Depot or Winco, any of these places, people get in there and nobody's wearing masks or anything. I mean, if you wanted to, you could even have people wear masks, though it could be tough walking them down the stairs.
But keeping them separated. And that's the thing. We submitted, we were probably one of the earlier ones that submitted our COVID our modified operational plans to the county, to the Forest Service. Now, the Forest Service doesn't have a say one way or the other, but they love the fact that we're proactive and looks like this is awesome. And it was a 6-page modified operational plan, and it covered everything. I mean, as far as we're concerned, it surpassed anything you see at Home Depot.
And where did
Walmart.
You send that?
I sent it to everybody. I sent it to the county, and that's where they kicked it back. Said, oh, it looks great. As a matter of fact, they accepted it. They absolutely awesome, but you're a phase three business. And they didn't even ask me to what kind of classification I wanted to be in. They just automatically phased me in. They have no idea what my business is like. And that's the frustrating part, is come up to my business. See what we have planned. We have an entrance and an exit separate from in the caverns. So there is no crossing each other. It's not like crossing down the aisles of a supermarket. We have caves across the United States that have opened up and are putting thousands of people through, and they're doing absolutely fine. But for some reason over here, we're shut down.
We've got to take a break here. I'm going to keep you here, of course, till at least 8. So it's not then the feds that are leaning on you. It's the county.
No, it's the county. It's now state and county. As far as the feds, like I said, the Forest Service is open. President Trump's order ended April 30th. So everything's open with the feds. It's state and county now. That's where it's coming down to. And right now, every county is so scared from Governor Newsom about what he might do, what kind of money he might hold, that, yes. He's holding money right now.
Well, he is, and that's what happened at the rodeo. But yes. they did their mea culpas and got it released. So I don't know. Is it one of these things where you say, it's better to apologize than to beg forgiveness. Ask for permission.
It's beyond that. Right now, you're putting companies at such a risk. You're giving them a hard choice. Either they go out of business indefinitely, or they open up and face fines or lawsuits. And that's the frustrating part. Is what do? Do you gamble and take that lawsuit? And for what? 50% of your attendance that you might usually have.
Okay, we're here with Matt Doyle of Lake Shasta Caverns. Is that right? Lake Shasta Caverns.
Lake Shasta Caverns, yes.
And also, though, you've got that Lake Shasta dinner cruise,
yes.
Which is, if you haven't tried that, you got to try that, too. And we're going to address that when we get back here. But this portion of the show brought to you by Crackmaster Windshield Repair. Jeff takes your vehicle and puts it in a controlled environment. So it's not sitting out on the side of the road saying, fix your windshield for $20. No. No, he brings it in there. He puts it in a controlled environment. He has his the special epoxy that, whether it's a little bitty chip or a crack over 2.5 feet in length, he fixes it. It's a veteran-owned service. He's a man of integrity. He's not going to waste your time. He's going to fix it and guarantee it for life. It doesn't get any better than that. Crackmaster Windshield Repair is located at 3208 South Market Street, or you can give him a call at 241-8373 for an appointment today. Hey, we're going to take a break. We're going to come back with Matt Doyle and talk about this, the rules, which are capricious at best, and I won't say criminal. They're not criminal, you know, not criminal in the way, you know, the rules, because those are the rules, but they are not being observed by people. And the people that are observing it are getting hammered. So we'll come back. We'll talk about that.
Get your morning update with us.
Armstrong and Getty, 9 to 12 on KCNR.
Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
Reading Rancheria is proud of our efforts to help lead our community to reopen the local economy in a safe and effective way. This is Tracy Edwards, CEO of Reading Rancheria and a member of the Shasta County Roadway to Recovery Committee. I would like to thank Shasta County for practicing safe social distancing. As coronavirus cases continue to shrink, Shasta County is looking at ways to reopen our economy in a meaningful and safe way. Make no mistakes, we are not through this yet. We have, however, been blessed with an opportunity to discuss ways to reopen businesses. We are proud to play our part.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide 3 delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Phone lines here are 605-4567. And it's a beautiful day, sunny, 56 degrees, and it's going to go up to 76 today. Tomorrow we're going to have 85 and 92 on Sunday. So get ready. Make sure that, and this is just a warning out there, that you've been taking your dogs with you everywhere because you don't want to leave them at home, because they have, then they become, you know, you've been with them for the last 2 months. So they don't like being left. So they'll give you, you know, they'll act out. So, oh, okay, I'll just put them in my car with me. Well, it's 92 degrees and you stop and then you think you're only going to be there for 5 minutes, and all of a sudden it's 15 minutes and now it's 130 in the car, and you have not given your dog the chance to enjoy the rest of its long and illustrious life. So watch out there. I'm sitting here with Matt Doyle. who is the owner of the Lake Shasta Caverns. And if you haven't been there, you need to look it up, and you need to set up a time to go see him. But he'd like to be able to give you a time, but he can't because arbitrarily he's still shut down. Also, the Lake Shasta dinner.
The dinner cruises.
Let's talk about that a little bit, because now that the restaurants are opening up, albeit with all these regulations that some follow, some don't.
Yes.
You could have your dinner cruises, but you're not going to right now.
That's correct. It's a business decision, and after the social distancing, while social distancing is in place, we will just be unable to do it because we do have a small boat. People are walking next to each other because it has a buffet style. And we were packing the boats. Typically, we do cruises Fridays and Saturday nights. Last year, we were averaging 4 days a week because it became so popular. This year, we were hiring more people. Uh-huh. We were gearing up for a fantastic season. We even hired early for the caverns, and now we have to shut it all down. And for the dinner cruises, we won't be able to run them while social distancing is in place. Hopefully they lift that soon.
And the reason that is because that cuts back. You have to take out 50% of your tables.
Correct.
And then the other things that go with it. And at that point, you can't make any money at it.
Exactly. And keep in mind, this is in a small area. This is on a boat. So our social distancing drastically affects our seating. We go from the ability to hold 45 people down to 12. And we can't run a business model like that, so we're going to shut down. Now, we are looking at charters, small groups. We do have birthday parties, anniversaries that come up, so we are looking at that aspect.
Well, you should be able to do that because, you know, it's a cohort from a family. You know, it's not the general public. And one of the big things about COVID-19 is what they're telling us is we've got to be able to identify the people that were in a place.
Yes.
Okay, I can understand that before. I am not understanding it as much now. Because it is contagious, and it does get passed.
Correct.
But if you've got a cohort there that comes in, and I'm using the word cohort because they are too. I think of it more as a military term than they do. I think of Spartans.
Yes.
It was shields,
yes.
And here comes the first cohort. But if you had, you know, I want to have a dinner party, and I've got 12 of my friends, or 14 of my friends, or 16 of my friends, hey, just go on out and do a dinner cruise. We should be able to do that. You should be able to put those on.
And the interesting part is, for the caverns, about 85 to 90% of our guests at the caverns, they're international. They come from all around the world. Whereas the dinner cruises? The dinner cruises are 90% local.
Of course
we
they are.
We barely get anybody from outside the area.
Yeah.
And those are just the tailing ends that come off the cavern tour and go, oh, wow.
You
that steak smells amazing.
Yeah.
Let's go on that.
Yeah. Well, and that makes sense to me. But if there's restaurants that are open, and, I mean, you're out in the open again. Here we are again.
Yep.
Out in the open. I mean, I see you all out there all the time.
Yep.
You know, and everybody's whooping it up and having a great time. It seems to me that it would be safer having a dinner out on a boat.
Well, it'll be interesting to watch the Reading City Council and what they come down for as far as outdoor dining. I did see an article on that recently about opening outdoor venues. Well, that would be perfect for us because our boat's not enclosed. It's got a roof, well, yes. But
yeah, well, that's what they're talking about. Like, you've got places like View 202,
yes.
The one down at the at the Sheridan,
yep.
Open, Ed Roman out there, C.R. Gibbs.
Yes.
Those are all open places out there.
Oh, yeah, all the restaurants with patios. And look at the weather right now. Everybody's wanting to sit outside, so this is ideal for the dinner cruises. I mean, this.
Why don't you just do it?
Well, that's the only problem, too, is although you did mention earlier that I was the owner, I am just the general manager.
Oh, okay.
Owners live down in the Bay Area, and the world's ending for them. So that's why they're concerned about lawsuits and opening up against government orders. But as long as we get one, all we need is the county, and they'll suffice with that. Because I've told them, any business that opens right now, this is another scary part, any business that opens up right now, they're not concerned about the fines or going against the government. They're concerned about the lawsuits. The lawsuits that think that, especially when you have a name like National Natural Landmark, people think we have big pockets. So we don't. We're a mom and pop's operation.
Yeah.
We get 35 people as far as employees every year. We are small, but we service internationally. That's the crazy part
about it. Sure. Let's go to the phones. Jim, good morning.
Yeah, good morning. You just took my deal. I was going to tell you about the whole outdoor dining and everything. That's about as outdoor dining as you can get.
Yes.
But one thing you get, you can put on there that you could close your tables closer because you have the cubic feet of air flowing past you is greater than what is in the outdoor dining setting at the downtown. That might help.
That actually would help. That's part of the problem is there's no scientific backups.
Yeah, because you have, you know, where you're breathing the same air,
mm-hmm.
essentially, but where you're out there, it's a continuous flushing of the area of air.
Exactly. We have a constant breeze. You'd think that'd be a switch over of fresh air.
Yeah, and somebody asked that question, and we pointed out, thanks a lot, Jim. Matt's the general manager out there since I've been here. And so they're concerned that somebody, they'll go out there, and they'll say they caught CV-19 while they were on the cruise.
Well, it could be either way. And this is a lot of the big issues that you have. You're starting to see with a lot of the big box companies, face masks or no face masks. It's a huge debate on whether you do it.
Costco made that decision.
Costco made the decision. Well, here in the state of California, it gets a little dicey, especially if you're a mom and pops. Who do you tell what to wear a mask, and how do you enforce that to a guest? That's one of the biggest issues that we have. And you could get a lawsuit on either side. Yes, if somebody came in wearing a mask and there was another person that went on the tour that didn't, all of a sudden everybody's sick. Yeah, there's a lawsuit there. But what about the person that comes in, doesn't want to wear the mask, and doesn't want to tell you why they don't want to wear a mask? Then you have HIPAA violations and all kinds of other laws that come into effect that it's either way, you're going to get sued. And that's the issue that everybody has.
Well, I went down to Wind River, put it on Facebook. I don't know if you saw it. A lot of people did. They took my temperature. I said, I don't have a mask. They handed me a mask, and I went in, and they have spread out everybody in there. You're not they're not serving alcohol. They're not serving food. Yep. You know, grab and go type thing. And if you can have people in that, now they've got good ventilation systems and all this, but if you can have people in there. And most everybody, I was surprised, like 98% of the people in there were wearing masks.
Oh, I would imagine
and,
so, yeah.
I say wearing them the way you're supposed to. The other 2% were wearing them around their chin, which doesn't do a lot of good. but I just think that I understand where they're coming from. The fear of lawsuits. But if the county, only thing the county has to say is that you can open. That they're going to move you into phase two, would the owners feel better about it then?
Well, oh, yes, they definitely would.
Because they're just waiting for phase three then.
Exactly. So the second we open to phase three, we're going to open. But the reclassification is what we're really looking for because we do align more with an outdoor museum and outdoor recreation.
Yeah.
I mean, dear God, that's what we do on the lake. And it's frustrating. And it's also a security concern for us now because our taverns are shut down. We have very minimal staffing. We have administration and maintenance on staff. And we're the only lake on the business that is closed. And that's now we have to watch people coming in because we're getting phone calls. We're getting drive-ups. So now we have to station people there as just security, which are eating up our funds. So now we're closed, and now we have to provide security in light of this.
Well, it seems to me the county, and again, I don't know, but I think, have you talked to Donnell?
And now I've been working with Jonathan, but it looks like I'm going to have to reach out to Donnell.
I would reach out to Donnell and your supervisor.
Mm-hmm.
No, I'm serious.
Yes.
And your supervisor and say, look, we just, you know what, we're going to follow the rules. We just want to be listed as an outdoor recreation because that's what we are. I mean, it's obvious.
And the county supervisors, they received our COVID about a week and a half ago, and they've approved it. We've actually got people on the council fighting for us to open. And once again, this is the frustrating part because when the health department, especially in this situation, says something, it's the rule of God right now. And there's no backup or evidence like the cubic feet per minute. Why isn't that taken into account? The exact situation that the caverns and the dinner crews have to offer, we're completely unique and different. We should be able to open up.
I thoroughly agree.
Mm-hmm.
And we've run out of time here. So Matt Doyle, your general manager down there at Lake Shasta Caverns and of the Lake Cruise, which is, you know, dinner cruise, which is a great event also. I hope that somebody, you know, that a bolt of common sense hits the HHS building.
Well, I do have a number of congressmen and senators actually watching the replies and what happened. So hopefully we'll hear something very, very soon.
Yeah, we'll see.
From the upper levels, too.
Well, good luck, buddy.
Thank
and,
you.
You know, stay strong.
All right.
All right. Hey, we'll be right back. It's Open Line Friday.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. President Trump ordering the U.S. flag flown at half-staff in memory of the tens of thousands of Americans who have died from coronavirus.
With the U.S. death toll from COVID-19 approaching 100,000, the president has instructed the lowering of flags on all federal buildings and national monuments over the next 3 days. The move follows a request from Democratic leaders. They said it would serve as a national expression of grief. The president tweets that the flags will continue to be flown at half-staff on Memorial Day in honor of those in the military who died serving the United States. Greg Clugston, Washington.
From east to west, many beaches will be open this Memorial Day weekend, but beachgoers should expect to encounter various virus-related restrictions. Authorities concerned that overcrowded beaches could promote spread of the virus. Federal regulators calling out unproven coronavirus antibody tests.
The Food and Drug Administration is cracking down on sellers of antibody tests for the coronavirus that have not been reviewed and approved. The FDA is listing more than 24 test makers that failed to file applications or are already off the market. So far, the FDA has reviewed and approved tests from a dozen companies, and applications for more than 175 tests have been filed or are in the process of being filed. An antibody test might show if you had COVID-19 in the recent past. Researchers are working to determine what antibody level would be needed for immunity against COVID-19. Mike Gracia, Washington.
Newly released data shows Florida's unemployment rate hit a record high, 12.9% in April, tripling in a single month, as some of that state's biggest employers, like Walt Disney World and Universal Studios, cut jobs. On Wall Street this hour, stocks in the red. The Dow is down about 146 points. The S&P 500 index off 11 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Gold. It's soaring. Are you missing it? If you have an IRA or 401k, you probably are. Less than 1% hold physical gold. We've been told by Wall Street it's for crazy people. Really? What's crazy about an asset that beats stocks 2-1? I'm Adam Baratta, national best-selling author of the book Gold is a Better Way, owner of Advantage Gold, an Inc. 5000 member, and highest-rated gold IRA firm in the world. Gold is booming because gold is really about debt, and global debt is a pandemic. If you have an IRA or 401k, I want to give you my book for free. That's right, free. Text GOLD to 49776. That's the word GOLD to 49776. Learn why gold will outperform pumped-up stocks from this point forward. Turn your IRA into a wealth growth machine. Text the word GOLD to 49776. It's time to stop being crazy. Text GOLD to 49776.
India's Prime Minister touring areas devastated by a cyclone this week. That storm destroyed countless homes, left at least 100 people dead.
Television pictures show Narendra Modi, his face covered by a mask and scarf, peering out of the window of a helicopter as he flies over West Bengal, assessing the damage below. The landscape is waterlogged, rivers have burst, fields are submerged. This powerful storm destroyed homes, uprooted trees, and has left millions without power. Mr. Modi is on his first trip outside Delhi for nearly 3 months, restricted until now by the coronavirus. He's expected to discuss emergency relief to help West Bengal and Odisha recover.
That's the BBC's Jill McGivering. Hundreds of people have been killed. A new burst of intercommunal violence in South Sudan. The International Committee of the Red Cross says many more have been injured, and thousands of people have been displaced by the unrest. News and analysis at townhall.com. Forecasters predict a busy 2020 Atlantic hurricane season.
Government forecasters are predicting an above-normal Atlantic hurricane season with the possibility of 13 to 19 named storms. Neil Jacobs, acting administrator of NOAA's Climate Prediction Center, says 6 to 10 of the storms could develop into hurricanes with winds of at least 74 miles an hour. They're also predicting that 3 to 6 of those could develop into major hurricanes. Forecaster Jerry Bell says the region has been in a high-activity era since 1995. Some of the conditions causing the above-average activity include a stronger West African monsoon and warmer ocean temperatures. Keith Peters reporting.
A passenger plane with 107 people on board has crashed in a crowded neighborhood on the edge of the international airport near Pakistan's southern port city of Karachi. Authorities in Pakistan say that 2 people on the plane may have survived the crash. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. The news is brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Caring, compassion, community, courage, they have it all there. It's your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center. I'm here with Jared. It's Friday. It's the end of the week, which means only 2 more working days till Monday.
Yeah.
Especially for you. You know, here, you know what? You talk about impacts on people and of what this COVID-19 has done. Jared is my go-to guy. Jared, if I need something, Jared will come in. Jared's here not so much during the day, but every evening show we have, and on Saturdays, Jared's the guy. Baseball, football, it's Jared. And, you know, and canceling the baseball season, Colt 45s, and we don't know what's going to happen with high school football. I mean, on a purely financial thing, is that that took anywhere from 12 hours a week to 18 hours a week right out of your schedule.
That it did.
Yeah, and right out of our advertising schedule there. And so, you know, luckily, and because of, you know, of planning, and that's, you know, let's just say it, that Paycheck Protection Program, I can keep my people working during all this time frame. But it's cut back on hours just on those things. Regular stuff is still going and has been going, hasn't stopped. But, you know, to have the baseball season canceled, to have, you know, we don't know what's going to happen with high school and all the other events that, you know, that have come or that were going to happen. It's affected, and it's not just us. It's affected every media station, whether you're radio or TV in this whole, well, in the United States, really, what's happened here. But I appreciate so much that you haven't missed a step, and you're always there when we need you. So I just thought I'd tell everybody that.
Well, thank you.
Okay. I see the tear coming down. You know, it's slowly trickling into your beard. So what's the weather look like?
It is currently 59 degrees. Today is going to be sunny, high of 76, a low of 52. Saturday is going to be sunny with a high of 85, a low of 56. Sunday is going to be sunny with a high of 93, a low of 62. And Monday, Memorial Day, is going to be a high of 98 and a low of 66.
Ooh, 98. So you go out there and get that sunburn right away. Weather reports brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane out of Anderson, a locally owned, locally operated, veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. You can give them a call at 365-3793. Okay, it's open line, so here's your chance. You got a rant, got something stuck in your craw, this is a good time to talk about what's going on. Are we going to open up? Should we open up? What do you do about the businesses that are opening and just ignoring the regulations and the ones that are following the regulations? It is not a level playing field, which we've brought up before several times. It's got to be a level playing field. Either you tell them that, okay, here's the regulations, we're not going to enforce them, and we will do it, you know, surreptitiously, we will wink at you. One of the questions coming in off the chat room, are the schools going to open this year? I think they are. I think they are going to open. And I am not the school guru. I know that they're planning for it. Shasta College is going to open. Simpson's going to open. They may have some classes that are online, but I think for the largest amount, they are going to be open. See, the question is, though, what about football games? Is they're putting a lot of people in one area. So, but again, you're outside. It's like Matt Doyle with his lake cruise, dinner cruise. You've got the boat moving. You've got so many, you know, so many pounds of air moving across and moving all of the, as people exhale, it moves it away from the boat. That should be something. I mean, you're outside on a boat. You know, there should be different rules than, say, you're sitting inside a restaurant. He didn't get a chance to say it, but all of the cave owners and the industry were coming here this year for their convention. And these are people from all over the United States that were going to come here, spend a week here in Redding, and then which it would be, you know, it's a big plus for us. Well, they rescheduled it for next year. Let's go to the phones. Terry.
Hey, Carl. How you doing this morning?
I am. You know what? I feel a little peckish because I'm just kind of like, I see Matt Doyle here in Shasta Caverns.
Yeah.
Who is an outdoor environment.
Yeah.
Even in the caverns. And but for some reason they are in level 3 instead of being in level 2.
Yeah.
And he's done all of his homework. He's done everything he can. All it's going to take is the Health and Human Services, I believe, to just say, okay, we're going to move you into phase 2, and then you can open.
They have no jurisdiction.
Oh, well, that's okay.
There is no jurisdiction. And I know Matt because Shasta Caverns is one of my customers.
Uh-huh.
So here's the deal. The deal is on Sunday at 9 o'clock on Jefferson State of Mind, we're going to have Kurt Euler in. He is the chairman of the board of the Board of Supervisors in Placer County.
Uh-huh.
And I'm sure you've seen and most of your listeners have seen the video where Kurt had written an email to the governor's office and had stated that according to 8625B, that an emergency, in a state of emergency, can only be declared if the threat is beyond the control of the service or personal resources of the county. Well, that never happened anywhere. To the Board of Supervisors, to give them sort of a pass at the beginning of this, as you said, and I believe what you said was true, when you're given information that 126,000 out of 190,000 here in Shasta County are going to get this thing, well, of course you have to do something. Anyway, getting back to Kirk, he will be on our program at 9 a.m. Of course, we podcast and archive on KCNR, Jefferson State of Mind. You can listen to it live, or you can listen to it on the podcast. But he wrote wrote an email. The email stated we're not in a state of emergency. We have eight cases of COVID, and we have 668 hospital beds. That gives us 660 beds, which could adequately handle any threat we have from just about anything. Well, when he wrote that and also stated that there never was a state of emergency, all that good stuff, and basically that the Board of Supervisors was duped, all of them were, with these fake statistics on who would get this thing. It was written back to him, and who wrote back was Mark Ghilarducci, who is the director of the Governor's Office of Emergency. And he wrote back saying, because of your rhetoric, that was the exact word he used, because of your rhetoric, Mr. Euler, we may be holding back funds on disasters. So it was a blackmail situation. Basically what Kurt did is he went on the on YouTube, he went on Facebook, he got 128,000 hits in about 3 hours. He sent a letter to Attorney General Barr, and miraculously that was the night that Shasta County got the email from the governor's office saying, oh yeah, go into phase two, no problem, as did about 14 other counties. We'll have him on the program on Sunday. The real deal is that some of the stuff that some of these folks are doing in our local health and safety department, two I can think of in particular, they're violating the law. And that's what the investigation going into the FBI is going to be about. This isn't Kansas anymore, and I think people are really tired of government agencies controlling their lives. And my last thought is Karen Ranstrom makes about $280,000 a year in benefits and in salary. If we eliminate her position, because we don't eliminate her position or have doctors rotate in to give their advice medically, we can save that money and use it for two more deputies for Shasta County for Sheriff McGreeny, who's in desperate need of deputies. We have solutions here. We just have to force these people to do it. And if we have to force them to do it because we have to use not lawsuits, but we have to use other means, then we will.
Okay. Well, there's, and but earlier when Richard called in, it wasn't a lawsuit he was talking about.
No,
it was an investigation.
Wasn't a lawsuit.
It's an investigation.
Yeah, because it's unconstitutional what they're doing. I mean, it's over. That's why nothing happened on the rodeo, because they couldn't do anything. There was no state of emergency. What they're doing now is, and rightly so, what Matt said, is they're holding back on funds. They're holding back on the funds, meaning the state of California. It's not the government. Let's clarify that. This is the state of California, not the government. Hey, the campgrounds are open, folks. The state of California is threatening to hold back funds, your funds that you pay into, hold back your disaster relief if the boards of supervisors don't obey. I mean, there's a lot of things wrong with that. So that's the real deal. That's really what's going on. And tomorrow we're having a rally in Sacramento, and I know that I'm not exaggerating by saying there'll be 5,000 people there for reopening California.
Okay. What time does it start?
It starts at noon.
And is there buses going down? Or
there are
carpools?
Buses. I believe there's 7 or 8 just from Southern California.
Okay. All right. So tomorrow is going to be hopefully a giant rally that says, hey, take a look at the numbers.
A peaceful, respectful,
no guns. even if you know what, and that's the other thing that, you know, they talk about, it was an armed intrusion. It was terroristic back in, what was it, Michigan or Wisconsin, one of those two, when people showed up with guns, that there was no violence, nothing like that. People exercising their Second Amendment. Just got people all excited, and then it was into, oh, if you saw people of color doing that, there would be, you know, there would be gunfights and all this with the police. And no, I don't believe that either. People show up peacefully, it's going to be peaceful. So.
Well, I think you hit the nail on the head earlier, Carl. You really did hit the nail on the head. This is all about personal responsibility.
It is.
I don't need to drive up or down the freeway and be told to drive safely. I know to drive safely.
I know to, you know what, and the other thing, too, is if 5,000 people, I don't want to put myself in that situation, okay, I won't. But
absolutely.
I should have the right to.
Yes, sir.
You
That's
can't,
the whole
you can't
point.
Take
it's
away,
your own discernment.
You can't keep taking away rights of people because at a certain point, and the other point is you can't make rules you're not going to enforce. If
and
you're not going to enforce,
may,
let me finish. Let me finish. Wait. Let me finish this thought. If you're not going to enforce those rules, if you're not going to enforce those rules fairly across the spectrum, then you've lost. Then you've lost two things. One, you've made a stupid rule you're not going to enforce, or two, you've lost respect for the authorities who make rules, then don't enforce them.
Yes, sir, and you're right about that. Also, I want to encourage people that May 31st, churches are opening.
Yep.
Most people know this because it's been all over the news, but Attorney General Barr has stated that you cannot stop these churches from opening. You just can't do it. It's a breach of the first and then again, you have a Title 42, 1983. You have a Title 18, 242. You have criminal things in which the government or local government or, more importantly, local employees of agencies for this county or the state, they can be not only sued civilly, but they can be also arrested criminally.
Okay. Thanks, Gary. We got to run.
You bet.
All right. Hey, we got to take a quick break here. This portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry. Open and happy to be open, and we're happy that they're open. Linda's happy they're open. Trisha's happy they're open. They are the only full-service jewelry store in Reading with a watch repairman sitting right there. They've got a super selection of jewelry, any kind you can imagine, from estate to Native American in many cases. They're open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4:00. They're located at 2225 Hilltop Drive. This may be the place to go to get the I'm sorry, because, you know, you've been in there for 2 months, kind of sheltering in place. You're bound to have done something, that needs an I'm sorry. We'll be right back. 8:18 in the morning, and it's a beautiful day, going up to 76 today.
House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
These are unprecedented times. Challenging how the YMCA works to strengthen community as we have for nearly 170 years. But we've always found ways to help people and communities in times of crisis. Right now, Ys across the country are providing emergency child care, shelter, food programs, and outreach to seniors. But we can't do it alone. Whether you're connected to the Y or have a fond Y memory, we need you to stay with us. Reach out to your local Y today and stay with us for a better us.
So what's Scorecard Scribbling's all about?
I was scared for my life at that point. I remember looking to the right and seeing all the medical supplies there, and I'm just thinking, are they going to cut off a leg? What are we doing here?
I had a coach that would come up to me on the plane, stick his hand out. I knew what he wanted. Who am I not to give him to him? Like, I thought, okay, job security.
We came to the ballpark every day. We knew we were going to win. It's a great experience, a great feeling to be on a club like that.
Scorecard Scribblings with Brent Weber, Wednesday night from 6 to 7 on KCNR.
This is Reading Electric Utility Director Dan Beans. REU is proud to be part of the economic relief to our customers during this difficult time. All REU customers are receiving $250 in credits on their City of Reading utility accounts. In the near future, commercial customers will have the ability to make monthly payments on their outstanding utility account balance for up to 24 months with no interest. REU and the Chamber of Commerce are proud to work together to assist commercial customers as we move forward. Visit readingchamber.com or cityofreading.org for more information or questions related to this important local effort.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The View, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Phone lines here are 605-4567. It's open line Friday. So there's things probably about this whole COVID-19 and the county and the city and the state, as Terry called in, about how it's going on, had a business, Matt Doyle from over at Lake Shasta Caverns, and the Lake Shasta dinner cruises, all of these things. He's still shut down. And so what are the reasons for that? There would be reasons that I would think that they would open up the cruise, you know, the dinner cruises, because one, you're isolated out there and you got the winds blowing across you, so you don't have problems with breathing everybody else's air. And then so many businesses. Now, one of the businesses that's an essential business, Home Helpers. Sharon's out there, you know, people were sheltering in place. They couldn't get out to help people. Sharon picked up the slack on that one. She helps people. She's been doing this for 16 years, long-term care, short-term care. Now that they've started the surgeries for hips and knees, shoulders, and maybe you're down for a week. Maybe you can't get around for a few days. We'll give Sharon a call at 226-8350, and she'll have somebody there to help you, get through that time that you're recovering from it. Or you have a loved one that needs more help, maybe 3 or 4 times a week. Call Sharon at Home Helpers. She's been doing this for 16 years, won best in the North State so many times. They ought to retire the belt. Home Helpers, big change in the California school system. The University of California made and this is a landmark decision. They're reshaping their admissions process by ditching standardized testing. The Board of Regents voted unanimously to suspend the SAT and ACT testing requirements for freshman applicants through 2024 and eliminate them for California students after that. And this was a plan proposed by Janet Neapolitano, the university system's president. What this means is this has like 280,000 students across the University of California, Los Angeles, University of California, Berkeley, and seven other undergraduate schools. They're going to have their own test that better aligns with the content of the, what the university expects students to have mastered for college readiness and its values. Well, I can understand readiness, but what do they mean by values that the California University has? Is it of honor and telling the truth and not cheating and all those things? So they're going to have their own test. Now, you think about the impact is they're not going to require us. And one of the ways that people would you know, you get into college is by showing, you know, you take the test and it measures your knowledge and your ability to think and to reason for these tests. They're tough tests. We actually had on our show a young man, Mr. DeNuca, high school senior, that aced the test. Got every question right. You think about that, how hard that is. But now the University of California is saying, no, we're not going to use those. We're going to have our own test. It'll be interesting to see what they come up with. But this is a huge business, SAT, ACT testing. And you know the people that put out this, you know, the SATs and the ACTs are looking at California, which is, you know, let's face it, that's a lot of students out there, plus all the ones that are taking the test. I imagine if you're in any other school, you're still going to be using the ACT, SATs. But as California goes, unfortunately, the nation goes. So if the University of California school system says, you know what, it really doesn't measure whether a student's going to be okay, if this is, you know, if these are students that will be able to come to school, do the work, and graduate. And then there's that nebulous, you know, our belief system. Well, that's kind of nebulous. So it'd be interesting to see what kind of questions they have for that, or even if it is questions. Is everything going to be on a you know, on a video or something? Anyway, this is really a huge thing that the state of California or the university system has done. And one of the things they talk about, it would be it's a turning point in a long-running debate about the equality of standardized testing, which critics have argued are biased against low-income and minority students and favor wealthier students whose families can afford to spend thousands of dollars on preparatory courses. I can tell you that my granddaughter was having, you know, she didn't score high enough in the math side, so my kids got her a tutor to help her with that math, and it raised her score more than adequately to be in the top percentiles in that. So I can understand that because they could afford to have the tutor. There was a coalition of civil rights groups filed a lawsuit against the UC system because of its use of testing scores for admission. The group said that its SAT and ACT requirements discriminates against students who can't afford testing preparation. These tests are incredibly sensitive to socioeconomic status, they said, and race, and have nothing to do about the individual. And in March, the UC system had temporarily suspended SAT scores until fall 2021, making the test optional. So now they're going to come up with their own. It'll be interesting to follow this over the next 3 years to see. I don't know if I want to follow anything over the next 3 years. But it'll be interesting to see what they come up with and what impact this has on the system, because you're not going to know for years. And if the students using the UC's admission testing criteria, what does that do to the classes they're taking? Is it going to impact on the classes they're taking? Will it change the type of classes they're taking? Is it actually bringing in more people that have the ability to do the work under this test, or is it going to dumb down the whole process? That's what I would be interested in. Is it going to dumb down the whole process? Okay, we're going to take a break. This portion of the show brought to you by Maxwell Insurance and Financial. Judy Maxwell is out there kicking butt and taking names again. Their offices are open at 1378 Hilltop Drive. You're not going to find anybody that's more knowledgeable or cares more about her clients than Judy Maxwell. She's been doing this since 1993. All your insurance and financial needs under one roof. Give her a call at 221-0441. We'll be right back. 8:30, and it's going to go up in the morning here on the 22nd of May, Friday. And it's going to be a beautiful weekend.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney of Shasta Gas Propane. Our company motto is, our customers are warm friends. We are demonstrating our commitment to this motto by helping those in our area that lost their homes in the car fire and are moving onto their property in an RV during the rebuilding process. We can hook up a 120-gallon propane tank to your RV gas system and deliver gas to your property so you won't have to disconnect your 7-gallon cylinder and take it somewhere to get it filled, then reconnect it and relight your pilots. We will deliver and connect the tank at no charge, then discount the price of the propane. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. We want to help you during this stressful time.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the comfy fit of a favorite pair of jeans and the tried and true performance of a new home comfort system from Rood. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance Heating and Air today at 530-221-2642.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
No one plans to visit the emergency room, but when life's accidents happen, you need on-time, first-rate medical attention. Shasta Regional Medical Center, located at 1100 Butte Street in downtown Redding, has the fastest possible transit and admission of emergency patients. We at Shasta Medical Center are dedicated to all patients who need care, regardless of their ability to pay. Shasta Regional Medical Center, delivering patient-centered health care with compassion, dignity, and respect for every patient and their family.
From the Pacific Justice Institute, this is The Legal Edge, defending your rights as a Christian, a parent, and a citizen. Here's Brad Dickus.
California lawmakers created a new statute in 2018 preventing public employers from disparaging unions. The statute was designed to undercut the 2018 Supreme Court Janus decision, which gave public employees an opt-out right from paying any union dues. Now, 7 elected officials in California are suing the California Public Employment Relations Board for violating their First Amendment rights of free speech. Well, Pacific Justice Institute will provide free legal help to any employees who, as a matter of conscience, seek to opt out from paying union dues.
The Pacific Justice Institute provides legal representation to individuals without charge. Learn more at pacificjustice.org. That's pacificjustice.org.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios, KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1468, your talk radio. 605-4567 is our phone number. It's open line Friday. If you got something you need to talk about or want to talk about, any subject, give us a call. It is 8:33 in the morning. This portion of the show brought to you by Northern Firearms Instruction. They are still teaching people. According to Sheriff McGreeny, they're going to start opening up the main offices there soon, so people that can get their CCWs. People that want to renew their CCWs, you can do that right now anyway. But Northern Firearms Instruction is going to be out again at the Reading Gun Club, teaching classes, separating people out there, of course, using safe social distancing rules, all of that. So if you need to go back and get your CCW renewed, or if you want a private class, they're offering private classes, too, for people. You know, get a couple of your friends together, and they'll work around your schedule so you can get your CCW or your renewal. Go to usgunpro.com or just give them a call at 999-1822, 530-999-1822. Okay, the question is, can we get Alyssa McEwen, the lady that was at the Board of Supervisors meeting, and she wanted to make sure they heard the letter, so she picked up her bullhorn. Soccer mom takes on the Board of Supervisors. If you look at a picture or look at videos of Alyssa McEwen, and I don't know the lady, we're calling her today to try and get her on the show as early as we can. She looks like a soccer mom in there. So we're going to try and, like I said, get on there, get her on the show and talk about what she was doing, what brought her up into this forefront, because we haven't heard of Alyssa before. You know, we've got the people that you know that are out there, activists. But it'll be interesting to see what got her started on this thing. NASCAR's running, it looks like, Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday. And as another person said, yeah, this looks like a yard and garden weekend. So let's go to the phones. Lori, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Carl and Jared. Just checking in, open lines. How about we talk about our emergency operations center is still open over there on Caterpillar Road. That was obviously established to, you know, coordinate with the Civic Center operations. I don't know what the budget is for that, but if, according to Anthony, I presume it's Lieutenant Anthony Bertrand I spoke to yesterday, that center on Caterpillar will be there for a while, and it is incident-driven. So I'm hoping our numbers don't require that to continue because they're paying payroll for, I presume, Dr. Karen Ramstrom and Tim Mapes in the media and who's ever there from HHS and all of what takes to keep it functional. So that's just a question I have if we're indeed in no current emergency. So that's kind of like what I want to preface because my point is, and this was last night, I was listening to Ground Zero, they're calling it the Corona cult. This is where the face mask, the social distancing. Some people actually want to stop and discontinue using that term, social distancing, and just call it what it is, six-foot limit. Because who created, who mandated this arbitrary number? Why wasn't it 5 feet? Why not 7 feet? Look at what happens to all the guests you have that are trying to open and they're dealing with these hoops. So the Corona cult, we don't know if this is being transmitted through the eyeballs or other openings through the ears. If they're nanobots, we can cover our face all day and night and get hypoxia. So that's just something to continue to look at because it's called the new normal. We're supposed to conform, comply, do what we're ordered to. Every state has somewhat of a different governor's orders. The mayors have to do something different or the sheriffs. I think this is partly by design to confuse and divide, be afraid, you know, hesitate, be scared the lawyers will show up. So that's kind of my point is if people are being told you must be tested to go back to work, well, the test is only good for that day, Carl. If I get exposed by going to a big box store over the weekend, that will alter it all. And I don't even trust the test. They're mainly faulty or contaminated or defective or whatever people want to call it. So that's kind of my way in is I'm kind of with these lab coat people, they are not the new priests of our society. They're not our rulers. You know, they're not our astrologer or our psychic or our therapist or whatever. And they don't typically want God, church, and assembly. Because why? That's not considered essential, which is a whole nother topic. You've covered it well. What's essential? What's not?
I don't know what's essential anymore.
Dialogue, conversation, and talk radio is essential.
Well, that's true. You know, the only thing I can say about everything you said, Lori, is that the guys that are, the people that are down there at that emergency central there, they're all already county employees. They're getting paid whether they're there or they're someplace else. So that's just their place of business there. So it's not like it's extra money that's coming out. Those are already getting paid.
So it's just being shuffled. You're now at a different address to show up for work.
Yeah, you show up for work there, and at least they're there. As you know, they're. And how long will it be there? It's like, you know, you're right. It's going to be see what it looks like. I think it is going to be winding down here. If by Sunday or Monday there's not an astronomical rise in cases from the Cottonwood Rodeo, I think that could be used as a as I've been saying, as the impetus to open it up. Hey, we had 2,000 people sitting on each other's laps there.
What does that tell you about the social distancing and questioning the masks and questioning all of these arbitrary kind of weird things? I mean, every time I hear of a new regulation for being at the beach or the lake and tennis and horseback riding and being on a boat, I mean, you're like, is this late night comedy? This is for real? You can be cited? No wonder the lawyers. I think, wake up, lawyers. You have cases every day, it seems like.
Oh, they've got, you know what, it's going to be interesting when the courts open up how many civil cases, because I'm getting ready to go into what's going on in this one state where 81% of the coronavirus deaths came from in Minnesota. They were in the nursing homes. 81% when they moved in COVID-19 patients into nursing homes. 81%.
Look at Cuomo, what he does, and this is, yeah. I think
those are just, you know what, those are going to be lawsuits. They're going to go on for years because of that.
Imagine your loved one, and then you had a roommate that they knew full well was COVID, and then you had to watch your loved one succumb. Meaning you can't even go visit them.
You couldn't even go visit them. Yeah.
Right. This is ridiculous. Bill Gates calls himself a philanthropist. There's Monsanto, Bayer, Moderna, this new vaccine. There's people in my circle that think this has already been laid out. They already have some kind of a quasi-vaccine ready to go, but they're playing it out for drama, suspense, money, patents, royalties. There is so much going on, and they're calling this the medical 9/11. The original 9/11 was more about industrial complex and Wilburton, all of that. But look at the surveillance state that took hold, Patriot Act. Well, now look at this. Do you think they're ever going to subside, this virus running around, renegades, kind of weird, kind of mysterious? Scientists are scratching their head. Oh, we've never seen anything like this. Yeah, it's called a pathogen, bioweapon, lab-induced, created mess. So
okay.
I think people just pay attention, look at your rights, and realize we have been sold. Wow.
I think people have reached that point. And what bothers me is it's still not a level playing field. I am upset with the board of supervisors, especially one of them, even though I like him personally, for this. And then it seems like that it's time. You got to take a look at what's going on in our counties and look what happens in our cities. And then, let's just, if you're not going to enforce the rules, then just do away with them. It doesn't
and
do any good.
And this is why I agree with you, Carl. Yeah. If these restaurants, for instance, as an example, wish to open up, do what you need to do. The customers that like, enjoy, and want to patronize, and they can handle it if you've got an outdoor patio or you're as small as Jack's downtown, whatever, people will make that decision. They're smart enough to figure out their own autonomy. They don't need the government to dictate with the most ridiculous guidelines.
Okay, Lord. Thanks a lot.
Yeah. Have a good weekend, Carl.
You too. Happy Memorial Day there. Hey, I was talking about 81% of the coronavirus deaths in Minnesota nursing homes. And the headline from the guy that's writing it, he refuses to stop killing grandmothers. What they did was they were moving CV-19 people in, as they did in New York, into nursing homes where there was, where there was care for people. And they discharged dozens of infected patients to nursing homes, including facilities that had undergone large and deadly outbreaks of the disease, the state records show. So, you know, when you see things like that, you have to wonder. The other thing we'll get to after we come back from the break is, did you know that there was an attack down at the Corpus Christi Naval Air Station yesterday? Did you know that, Jared?
It's the first I'm hearing of it.
Yeah, there was an attack at the gate that they say is terrorist-related. We'll talk about that as soon as we get back from our breaks. This portion of the show brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Shasta Regional Medical Center is one of the nation's top 50 cardiovascular hospitals, recognized by the Watson Health Institute. They have that Da Vinci surgical robotic system, the XI. And the Da Vinci surgical system helps enable surgeons to perform minimally invasive surgery with an advanced set of instruments, which means faster recovery times, less pain, reduced risk. Some people that would have been an inpatient surgery is now outpatient. They, you know, do it in the morning, they're going home that afternoon. All of this is at Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your health, your choice. We'll be right back after these messages.
Start your morning with Free Fire Radio and Carl and Linda Bott, 7 to 9 a.m.
And then it's us, Armstrong and Getty, from 9 to 12.
Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
Reading Rancheria is proud of our efforts to help lead our community to reopen the local economy in a safe and effective way. This is Tracy Edwards, CEO of Reading Rancheria and a member of the Shasta County Roadway to Recovery Committee. I would like to thank Shasta County for practicing safe social distancing. As coronavirus cases continue to shrink, Shasta County is looking at ways to reopen our economy in a meaningful and safe way. Make no mistakes, we are not through this yet. We have, however, been blessed with an opportunity to discuss ways to reopen businesses. We are proud to play our part.
Hi, I'm Sue Blake with Powerhouse Solar. Solar energy not only makes financial sense, but right now you can go solar for zero money down. At Powerhouse Solar, we install the most cost-effective and highest efficiency panels from SunPower. And with the electric company's rolling blackouts, Powerhouse Solar can make sure your family is not left in the dark. We have generators and battery backup systems designed for your specific needs. Call Powerhouse Solar today at 275-5600 or visit us on the web at powerhousesolar.com.
We all had friends and family that were affected by the car fire. Most of the cleanup is done now, and a lot of families are looking at rebuilding. If you relied on a well for your water system, it's important to assess the condition of your well and its capabilities to be able to meet the demands of new construction codes. I'm Ted Ogilvie with Diamond Core Drilling. We've been providing water well systems and pumps in Northern California since 1980. Let us help you with your rebuilding process. That's Diamond Core Drilling, 275-8162.
This is Reading Electric Utility Director Dan Beans. REU is proud to be part of the economic relief to our customers during this difficult time. All REU customers are receiving $250 in credits on their City of Reading utility accounts. In the near future, commercial customers will have the ability to make monthly payments on their outstanding utility account balance for up to 24 months with no interest. REU and the Chamber of Commerce are proud to work together to assist commercial customers as we move forward. Visit readingchamber.com or cityofreading.org for more information or questions related to this important local effort.
Just a small town girl living in a lonely world. He took the midnight train.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. The last segment here on Friday before you know, for many people, a three-day weekend. However, business is opening up. I don't think they're going to be taking a three-day weekend. All of our government, of course, and banks and all that kind of stuff, they're going to take a three-day weekend. They get paid. We'll be open Monday morning, bright and early. In fact, we're going to be open Saturday and Sunday, bright and early. Jared's in here Saturday. Sue will be in here Sunday. We have a lot of great shows over the weekend. This portion of the show brought to you by, yes, Cypress Square Barbershop. Cypress Square Barbershop is going to be opening very soon. They work on appointments only, so that some of the things they're doing there, just to let you know, I have their handout here, is the fact that they're course, they've all gone through 200 hours of technical instruction and health and safety, technical instruction and health and safety laws and bacteriology and preventing communicable diseases. They're going to be, barbers will be wearing disposable aprons. The barbers are going to be 10 feet apart. They'll be using disposable hair cutting cloth. And all going into it, there will be washing hands as required. Hair cutting tools will be sanitized through a 10-minute sanitation process. There's no waiting inside. This is all at Cypress Square Barbershop. Give them a call at 244-9478. I plan on getting my hair cut very soon. Cypress Square Barbershop. Okay, we talked about the number of people that died in the nursing homes. Okay, yesterday morning about 6:15 at the Corpus Christi Naval Air Station, at 6:15 a gunman attempted to come onto the base, got into a gunfight, shot one of the security personnel, security guard there, and the sailor though, after being hit, she was able to roll over and hit the switch that raised a barrier preventing him from getting any further. And other base security personnel then engaged him, and he was killed in the firefight. His name is Adam Alashli, A-L-S-A-H-L-I. And it has, the FBI has said, is terrorist related. And they haven't said exactly why, but they have found things that said it was terrorist related. I don't know. How many people heard that? Did you see it on the national news last night? I don't know if you watch national news.
I don't usually.
Yeah.
I just read my news mostly.
Yeah. I saw it yesterday. I saw it coming out, you know, over the wires. And it's interesting that they've already said it was terrorism related. They have found electronic media either on him or at his house. They went to his house and have, of course, taken everything out of that they could possibly use. But it's still there. Other things. You know, I don't know if you've been following the General Michael Flynn case. You know, the guy was, you know, he pled guilty to lying, I guess, to an FBI official, even though the FBI officials that first interviewed him said, no, there's nothing here. There's nothing here. Let's move on. So after all of this has gone on, then all these other things have been coming out about what the FBI did, the State Department, and all these went up, and they found that, you know what, this was like a setup to get Flynn. And the Department of Justice says drop the charges against him. There's just too much. I mean, this thing is going to go into an appeal, and it's going to be turned down, and we're going to look like a bunch of idiots. Well, the judge, Judge Sullivan, has said, well, I'm going to bring in other people, you know, people that are not friends of the Trump administration tell me why I shouldn't charge him with perjury about lying about lying. I mean, this whole thing has gotten to that point. Anyway, so his Flynn's lawyers have said, hey, tell us why you're not going to drop the case in a federal court. Said, yeah, tell us why you're not going to drop the case and why we shouldn't recuse you or remove you from the case, Judge Sullivan. So that'll be interesting to see how that is. Why, if the Department of Justice says we're not going to prosecute him, and Judge Sullivan has made statements like, you're a traitor, we should put you in jail forever. I mean, all these things. I mean, this is the statements he made. So it may be a time for another judge to look at all the evidence and release him from this whole thing. It's gotten to be such a mess. And yet the people that set him up like this and used nefarious documents and the things that were done, nothing seems to be happening to them. I don't know if anything ever will happen to them. About the unmasking side of it that Vice President Biden was a member of, you know, signing off on this. Hey, let's get his name out there. We want to know who he is. You know, these kind of things. I mean, it's just, the whole thing's a mess. It was done because of Trump. Let's just say it. Let's go to the phones. Robert, good morning.
Good morning, Carl. How are you?
You know what? I'm living the dream, you know?
Okay, good. Well, my wishes for a speedy recovery for your missus, because I hate to confess to my age, but I remember seeing her or do her thing on the Dean Martin variety show when I was a little kid growing up around these here parts.
Well, she did, you know, she did some Christmas specials with Dean out of the producer's
Yeah, and then one of my favorite memories was the one where John Wayne is lip-syncing a Dean Martin song, and he comes down the fire pole, and they got the platform tricked out so that it breaks underneath of him.
Yeah, I don't think I ever saw that one.
Oh, I saw it when they did the thing about an infomercial about the show when my mom was still around.
Oh, okay.
And it was one of the few things she could clearly remember because of the dementia that was her eventual cause of death. It's just that she and my dad are buried out there at the Veterans Cemetery, and I'm kind of hoping that come hell or high water sometime on Monday, I'm going to go out there and give them my props, because apparently the cemetery is going to be open, but I haven't really heard anything one way or the other. But I'm going to go out there and give it a shot, even if it's just me and a few other people.
Well, I think you should be able to do that. I think you should be able to go out there and visit your parents and visit your loved ones that are out there at the Igo Cemetery. I don't know when they're going to open it up, you know, full scale where you can have services, but I have a friend that passed away about a month ago, and they're just waiting, as many other people have, until Igo opens up. But I can't think of any reason why you couldn't go out there and put a flag on there, and I think they're putting flags out there anyway.
Well, I have a bit of an inside joke on that. It is that what I've got are these two cute little stuffed animals, Smokey the Bear, and then a little CDF bear with a little Oscar the Grouch sitting in his lap, and I set it on their graves and take several pictures of it and send it to their grandchildren who live out of state, as well as the grandchildren of their friends that bounced on my knee when I was in high school. It's kind of a little inside family joke. I'm the one who called about the coffee table book about the car fire. I just got some more pictures back, and now I'm trying to assemble things. And then if it takes off fairly well, I think if I'm fully vested in the pension as a California state employee, I just might put in my papers, because the situation here in California, give or take this COVID virus business, is just intolerable, and I think it's just time to throw in the towel. Because sometimes when I go out there to the cemetery, that's about the only place I ever see anybody I grew up with anymore, because they're coming out to honor their loved ones as well.
Yeah. Well, you know, and we're not even seeing the hidden cost to us. Like California doctors have said they've seen a year's worth of suicides in the past month.
Mm-hmm.
Which is one of the things that happens, is, you know, besides domestic violence and all these, is that the suicide rates go up tremendously. You know,
yep.
We saw it during when the big recession hit. But now with this, people, again, it's the same thing. Lost their jobs. They don't see an end to this, because nobody is, you know, saying, okay, hey, look, let's just start opening up, get back to normal. They don't see that happening.
Yeah, I know. I'm working from home, and it has its advantages, but I kind of miss the camaraderie of seeing my team at the office on a daily basis.
Well, you know what? There's something to be said about seeing those people, you know, for a variety of reasons. Humans like other humans, just like, you know,
mm-hmm.
I mean, we just do. And then you have people you like there at the office. There's some that maybe are not some of your favorite people, but, you know, a lot of things happen at the office, collegial, you know, that you hear what Joe's working on, and Joe's, you know, talking about something, and you go, well, wait a minute, touches on what I'm doing, you know. So those things happen, and when you're isolated,
mm-hmm.
you know, people start to get a little weird. And when they get isolated and they don't see anything at the end, and they think this, see this, oh my gosh, it's not going to happen. Oh, look, I've lost this, you know, all this, you know, then their mental health goes down, and there's really nobody they can see, because they feel like they've got to stay in there because it's so dangerous out there. Yet the CDC says over a third of the coronavirus patients are asymptomatic. They're walking around.
They,
you can't even tell they've had it.
What about people who may have been exposed to it and didn't realize it, and they're developing antibodies? As I'm going to talk to the folks at the blood bank about that when I have my next blood donation, because I'm cleared and all that other stuff. But if I've got antibodies building up and they want to borrow an extra sample to work on a vaccine, I'm more than happy to step up to the plate.
There's a lot of people just like you, and that say, hey, look, if there's something I can do to help this, if it means taking some of my blood, here it is. Don't make me open my veins myself.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, actually, either that or maybe get into a barroom fight on a Saturday night and get hit in the snout and have a nosebleed in, or take a sample from that after you get me out of the emergency room.
Okay, thanks a lot.
Anyway, thanks much for your time. And, hey, listen, between this COVID-19 thing and what's going on with General Flynn, I'm beginning to think it's living proof of the fact that Pogo was right when he said those immortal words, we have met the enemy, .. and he is us.
There you go. Thanks a lot,
buddy.
All right,
thanks, and have a good Memorial Day weekend.
Yeah, go out and visit your parents.
All right, thanks.
You bet.
Bye.
my parents could be. My sister's asked about, you know, taking my parents who were cremated, and they're in a, you know, mausoleum there in Wilson, North Carolina. She says, why don't we just, you know, nobody goes back to Wilson, North Carolina. How about if we just move them over here to Chattanooga? I said, well, I think, you know what, there's no reason you can't do that. And, you know, probably get a, you know, to do that. Except one of my friends, a Native American, says, gee, I don't know. You know, if you move them from a place they wanted to be buried, you know, wanted to be buried at, you know, that could cause, you know, repercussions down the road in the soul world. So that put us on hold there for a few minutes. Anyway, everybody, have a great weekend. Be careful. It's going to be a beautiful weekend out there. Monday we'll be here. We've got a number of guests that we want to talk about how can we start getting ourselves open again. And if we're not going to enforce the rules for everybody, then don't enforce them at all. Just tell people. Just tell people that. And let people make their own decisions here, everybody. So it is the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
At the gates of hell, but I won't back down. Gonna stand my ground, won't be turned around.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.